Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Merino.
Every month, but month of December, we just celebrate his birth. Amen. Not the day his birth, because he is the Savior of the world. And this morning, that's what I want to share with you, the message. The title of the message this morning is The Gift of Salvation. The Gift of Salvation. I want to welcome everyone who's watching live also, social media, and all of you that are here this morning. Thank you for being with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Glory to God. Don't stop worshiping Jesus, amen. He's been so good. Very good. More than good. Amen. Hallelujah. And in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, the word of God reads, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." The gift of salvation. It is interesting how the Bible teaches, the Word of God teaches us, everything that is written comes straight from God. The prophecies given in the Old Testament, many of them are fulfilled and are being fulfilled in the New Testament. And the Bible talks about the birth of Jesus Christ. And it says, after his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph. But notice that the Bible says, before they came together. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. In other words, this was a God thing, a Holy Spirit thing. This was not made up by man. It was not a lie of man. This was God himself. Now, in order to understand when the Bible says that after his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, it was a process, or there was a process in those times that Mary and Joseph lived. And it's three things, and I'm going to break them down real quick. Number one, once again, after his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together. Number one was what they would call an engagement. An engagement in those times was this. This could happen when the bride and the groom to be were quite young. Very young. And was often arranged by the parents. In other words, the parents would set it up. How many know these days it doesn't really work, amen? So just throwing it out there. But number two was, speaking of what the Bible says, after his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, was the betrothal. What does that mean? It means this. This made, what I just mentioned, the previous engagement official. In other words, by this time, the betrothal, it was an engagement that was official and binding. And during the time of the betrothal, the couple, by this time, the couple were known as husband and wife. Amen. So when the Bible says after his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, they were already considered a couple as a husband and wife. But there's more. And a betrothal could only be broken by what? By divorce. And a betrothal typically lasted 1 year. 1 year. And lastly, the third point is marriage. This took place after the wedding. After that 1 year that I just mentioned, the betrothal. That's when the wedding came. But notice that the Bible says, and after his mother and Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Now, in those times, many, many didn't believe. They thought it was something crazy. Even now, these days, many will still argue and fight that it is impossible that for Mary to be able to conceive a child of the Holy Spirit. But see, this is where it excites me that's the way God works. God, we serve the God of impossibilities. He makes things possible. Amen? God, when he says something, he fulfills. It doesn't matter what man thinks. It doesn't matter what science says. It doesn't matter the opinions. When God says something and he says it in his word, it will be fulfilled. And the reality is, church, that many will receive it, accept it, and many will reject it. Amen? That's just the way it is. But notice that she was found with the child of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was the one that made it happen. This was a God thing. This was God himself. This wasn't something made up, something exaggerated, or something that just someone came up with. No. That was written in the word of God. Now notice, I like this because the Bible says about Joseph. Joseph, it says, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man. In other words, it's not talking about that he was a perfect man. it says that he was a just man. In other words, he was a man that just did what was right. What was right. What was pleasing to God. And the Bible says, and not wanting to make her a public example. Let me put it this way. Joseph was a wise man. He says, if I go out in public, they're going to think that I did something that was against God. Just put it that way. If I take her out in public, people are going to start talking. People are going to start making up things. People are going to start saying things. But the Bible says that he, Joseph, was a just man. And not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. So how many know, church, that you just got to be wise how to do things? Amen? You got to be wise. And the Bible teaches that if you need wisdom in life, ask for wisdom, and God will give you liberally. In other words, he'll give you all the wisdom that you need or that you want. Amen? So Joseph, he was wise enough to say, you know what? There's no way I'm going to take her out in public. But I'll do it another way. He says, I'm going to do it secretly. You know what that shows me? That Joseph cared about his wife. Joseph protected his wife. How many here protect your wife? Don't raise your hand if you don't. Amen. But see, Joseph, he did the right thing. And the Bible says he was minded to put her away secretly. But then verse 20 says, but while he thought about these things, he thought about these things. See, church, we live in a world where you got to think about things. We live in a fast world. But there's times that you got to pause. Pause and think and ponder. When was it last night we were talking? I think it was me and Brother Armando. That he was talking about that he was getting a quote about something for his house. And many times, and sometimes that's the way I am sometimes. I just want to get things done. But we're talking about the importance when you get 2, 3, 4 different quotes. Amen? See who gives the best deal. And it takes time. You got to be patient, in other words. I mean, you got to ponder, you got to think. You got to ask yourself questions. What's the best deal? And it reminds me, that's what Joseph says. The Bible says that he was what? He says that he was thinking, or while he thought about these things. And it's important, church, because we live in the world where everything is fast, or we want everything fast. But regardless, let me say this, church. When God says something, it's going to get fulfilled. He's going to make it happen. And the Bible says, but while he thought about these things, behold, look what it says. Behold. Behold, the Bible says, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Did you know that God is always packing? He's always packing. Don't think about the other packing. I'm talking, you know. But God is always ready to dispatch his angels. God is always ready to send his angels. But the Bible says, I want you to get this. The Bible says that an angel of the Lord. An angel. It doesn't say the angel. Very important. It says an angel. It doesn't say the or the angel of the Lord. an angel of the Lord. And many believe that it was Gabriel. Gabriel was the prominent angel that would always give the announcements. In other words, he would bring the mail. He would send the email. Amen. He would deliver the message. And the Bible says that an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a, what? In a dream. How many know God can, like God is speaking to you this morning. And he wants all your attention. And if God, it pleases God, God can speak through you also through what? Through a dream. Yesterday, Monica, my wife, she said that a sister called her and told her that she had a dream about us and that she was in the dream. And in that dream, that we're about to get a house. Don't be hating now. Right away, small haters. He said, I saw you getting a house. This just happened yesterday. And I said, I'll take that. Why not? For whatever it is. I don't know. It could be used for many things. Amen? See, you're still hating. I'm messing with you. Don't take it. But the Bible says, because that's the way God works, church. God uses different methods, how it pleases God to get your attention. To confirm to you what you've been praying about. What you've been declaring. What God has in store and planned for you, just like he did with Joseph and Mary. In other words, God was, you know, telling, you know what, I'm going to send an angel, and also there's going to be a dream. That's the way God works. And see, church, you ought to be excited. You ought to praise God. You ought to be grateful when God, the Spirit of the Lord, speaks to you. When he speaks to your life. When you need that now word, when you say, Lord, speak to me. I need a word from you. How many know that God is faithful and God always delivers that word, that rhema word, that now word for your life? And in the dream, this is what the dream said. Joseph, son of David. Look what he tells him in the dream. Do not be afraid. I mean, he might have been thinking. Hey, they could do something to us. They're going to be saying that we're shacking up before the right time. Don't get too religious on me. But God, through the dream, he tells them, do not be afraid to take, look what he says, to take you to Mary, to you Mary, your wife. Now look what he says, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. This is of the Holy Spirit. This is of God. This is of the Holy Spirit. I think that's the most powerful thing, church, when something is of God. Nobody can cancel it. Nobody can stop it. People can come against you. People can say, but when it's a God thing, it will stand and it will be fulfilled for his glory and honor. Don't let the enemy steal that from you. Every promise of God, don't let the enemy try to tell you that you don't deserve it. That you're not qualified. Amen? All the promises of God are yes and amen. And the Bible says, and she will bring forth a son. she will bring forth a son. And you shall call his name Jesus, which means, some say it means the salvation of Yahweh or the salvation of Jehovah. He's the Savior. And guess what? He's still saving people. Guess what? He saved you. Amen. He saved me. He's in the saving business. You want your name to be written in the Lamb's book of life. Now, in the time of Joseph and Mary, the name of Jesus was very popular. Very popular. Even the great historian Josephus, he mentions there were 12 different men named Jesus in his writings. And you know what the Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12? It says, there is no other name. How many know there is no other name? Name any name that you could think of right now that is popular. A name that is viral. A name that you hear in sports, in the music industry. There is no other name. Hallelujah. I said, there is no other name. Praise God. The Bible says there is no other name under heaven. Hallelujah. Taylor Swift ain't got nothing on Jesus. I said, Taylor Swift ain't got nothing on Jesus. Jesus has been touring more than her. More tours. More people, more crowds. And guess what? He don't charge for the tickets. The ticket of salvation is free for everyone who will receive it. Hallelujah! The reason I bring her up because I just saw that she was finishing up a tour or something. And I thought, you ain't got nothing on Jesus. So settle down. Come down. And the Bible says, there is no other name under heaven by which men... I said, by which men must be saved. Not a feel-good song. Amen. Saved. Salvation. If you're here this morning, you need to be saved. You need salvation. Amen. You need to give your life to Jesus. You need to surrender your life to Jesus. You need to confess that you are a sinner and that you are far away from God. And there is a Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. There is no other name under heaven. I'm talking about the name above all names, the name of Jesus Christ. It says, for he will save his people from their sins. See, many of us that are here this morning, Jesus met you in your sin and in my sin. You had a meeting with them. You remember that meeting? When you were lost, you were depressed, oppressed. But you had a meeting with Jesus and you surrendered and you recognized and said, you know what? I can't no more. I tried everything. I've done everything and there is no change. But Jesus, he took your place and he took my place. Amen. That's the reason why he understands you. He knows where you've been through. He knows what you're going through. Amen? But see, he knows how to fix it also.
Amen. Because he's a healer. Hallelujah. He's a healer. He's a restorer. He restores. He knows how to restore. He knows how to make things new. Hallelujah. Things that didn't have any value, he makes them valuable now. Things that people rejected, God received. He saw potential in you. He saw great things in you. See, number one, first, he saved us from the penalty of sin. The penalty of sin. The penalty. What you did, who you were. He did it all for you. And the Bible says that he forgave you, cleansed you, washed away your sins. Hallelujah. You ought to be shouting this morning. Hallelujah. Because many of us, we were bad boys. Hallelujah. Nobody wanted you. Nobody wanted to be around you. Amen. But the one who accepted you, the one that received you, the one that saw something beautiful in you, his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Number two, what does he do now that you work with Jesus? Now that you received him as your Lord and Savior, he helps you to what? To overcome. He helps you to overcome from the power of sin. I don't know if you got that. From the power of sin. There's no power of sin that you cannot overcome. And the reason why you and I overcome, it's because of his grace. It's because of his power that you and I overcome the power of sin. See, before Jesus, we weren't able to do that. We were powerless. We were weak. We tried everything in our strength, in our thinking, in our pure, selfish wisdom, but nothing helped. But when we came to Jesus, now we are overcomers. Now there's no sin that we cannot overcome because Jesus lives in us. And now we are overcomers. Now we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. From the power of sin. See, before we couldn't overcome that 24-pack of Oreo cookies. But now we can. Now we said it's only going to be 3 and a glass of milk. You know what I'm talking about? Those Chip Ahoy's. Lord have mercy. Dunk it in the milk. But now we can. Now we can. And finally, the presence of sin. The day when we go with Jesus. The day when the church is caught up. Or the church is raptured. The day when we are in his presence fully. Hallelujah. There's going to be no more presence of sin. It's going to be a glorious time. Full of his spirit, just declaring that he is holy, 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 the Lord God Almighty who was and is to come. And the Bible says, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I'm talking about this morning. The gift of salvation. And it's just a reminder. even if you are saved, but you're struggling. God is a good God. And he can restore, he can renew you. He can refresh you. He can revive anything that might be dead in your life. He can, because he's a reviver. He revives. And this morning, church, as I finish this message, don't ever forget, Jesus is the greatest gift. Amen. Jesus is the greatest gift. He's a savior. He renews. He revives. He refreshes. And he's here this morning. If you're acting up, get your act together with Jesus. He's a good God. And he's waiting on you. And he wants to help you. Please stand this morning, church. Praise God.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.